Hey everyone, welcome back to Builders Briefing. It's April 17th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. And Sam, this is one of those weeks where you look at the news feed and go, did all of this really happen in the same 7 days?
Honestly, it's wild. Three frontier model drops, Cloudflare going all in on agent infrastructure, a framework injecting ads into your AI responses. We've got a lot to unpack.
Let's start with the big one. Anthropic shipped Claude Opus 4.7 today, and the Hacker News thread already has over 650 comments. Early signals point to major jumps in extended reasoning, agentic tool use, and code generation. Basically the trifecta that matters if you're actually building with these models.
Yeah, and the practical angle here is real. If you've been routing complex multi-step tasks to O3 or Gemini because Claude would fall apart at like step 7 of 12, this version is specifically targeting that problem. Fewer hallucination breakdowns in long reasoning chains.
It's available on the API right now, but here's the bigger signal. We got Opus 4.7, Qwen's new 35B model, and OpenAI expanding Codex all in the same week. The frontier is compressing so fast that most teams can't re-benchmark their stacks between releases.
Which means if you're treating model selection as a one-time decision, you're already behind. You need an evaluation harness where you can swap models in hours, not weeks. That's the real takeaway from this cadence.
Speaking of that Qwen model, let's talk about it because it's a clever one. It's 35 billion parameters total. But it's a mixture of experts' architecture that only activates 3 billion per forward pass. You can run this on consumer GPUs.
That's interesting, because if you're self-hosting coding agents and you're tired of paying API costs, this might be the best local inference option with real capability right now. 3 billion active params on a decent gaming GPU. That's very accessible.
There's also a fascinating repo called evomap/evolver. Already at 4,300 stars, that implements genetic evolution for AI agents. Agents that mutate their own prompts, tool configs, and strategies based on fitness signals. Basically agents that tune themselves.
Self-evolving agent swarms. That's both exciting and slightly terrifying. But if you're building multi-agent systems and you're exhausted from manual prompt tuning, it's a concrete implementation worth studying. Link in the briefing.
Now let's jump to infrastructure because Cloudflare had a massive day. They shipped three things at once: an email API designed for agent-to-agent communication, an inference layer for agentic workloads, and something called Artifacts, which is version storage that speaks Git, currently in beta.
Right, and what's wild is the email one. Email as a tool call target for agents is a genuinely new primitive. Think about it. Agents can now send and receive structured email as part of their workflow. If you're building on Cloudflare Workers, the platform just leveled up dramatically.
Oh, and a quick infrastructure note. IPv6 traffic has officially crossed the 50% mark globally, according to Google stats. If you're still hard-coding IPv4 assumptions in your networking code or load balancers, you are now building for the minority protocol.
That one's been coming for 20 years, and it's still somehow snuck up on people. Check your configs, folks.
All right, developer tools. And this one's spicy. Cal.com announced it's going closed source. They did release a community fork called Cal.diy, but if you've built scheduling integrations on their open source codebase, you need to fork now.
Another data point in the open source to closed pipeline. We've seen this pattern over and over. Build community, gain traction, close the gates. At least they released the fork, but still.
But the DevTool story that really got my blood pressure up. Laravel apparently added ad injection that surfaces in agent tool responses. Post-funding, they pushed an update that injects ads into your middleware.
Okay, this is a huge deal, and I don't think people fully grasp why. If you're running a Laravel backend that agents interact with, those injected ads can poison downstream reasoning. Your agent thinks it's getting clean data, and instead, it's getting marketing copy mixed in. That's a completely new attack surface. Framework trust in agent architectures.
Audit your middleware, people. Seriously. All right, Security Corner. A couple of big ones. Google apparently broke its privacy promises, according to the EFF. ICE obtained user data that Google had previously committed to protecting.
If you're choosing cloud providers for products with vulnerable user bases, this is a material trust signal. Your provider's promises are only as good as their legal spine. That's a direct quote from the briefing, and it's exactly right.
And here's one that should keep IoT builders up at night. Someone published a write-up showing OpenAI's Codex autonomously finding and exploiting vulnerabilities in a Samsung TV. Not a skilled researcher, an AI agent, on its own.
So your embedded attack surface is now targetable by autonomous agents. That changes the threat model for every connected device. The cost of finding exploits just dropped to basically zero.
One more fun one before we wrap. Andon Labs gave an AI a 3-year retail lease to run a physical store. Procurement, pricing, inventory, the whole operation. Fully autonomous commercial decision-making with real financial risk.
136 comments on Hacker News, so it clearly struck a nerve. This is one of the first real experiments where an AI has actual lease-scale consequences. Not a simulation, not a demo, a real store with a real lease. I'm very curious to see how this plays out over 3 years.
So, stepping back, 3 frontier model updates in 1 week. Cloudflare building agent-native infrastructure with email, inference, and Git storage. The agentic layer isn't experimental anymore. It's becoming platform.
2 things to do this weekend if you're building agents. Invest in model-agnostic evaluation harnesses so you could actually keep up with this release cadence. And look at Cloudflare's new primitives, especially email for agents and artifacts, as first-class integration targets.
And if you're building frameworks, the Laravel situation is your warning. The trust contract between frameworks and agent consumers is a new surface you have to design around.
Don't let your framework poison your agents. Words I never thought I'd say in 2026, but here we are.
That's the briefing for April 17th. All the links and repos we mentioned are in the show notes. We'll be back tomorrow. The way things are moving, there'll be plenty to talk about. Until then, keep building.
See you next time, folks.